producing and giving a limitless harvest of the finest wheat, the bread of life. Jesus dies and rises again to satisfy your hunger with his body and to slake your thirst with his blood. Jesus dies and rises that you too may rise in and with him. Thus he gives you everything you need to support this body and life. He gives everything from your most prized and beloved possession to the most mundane thing you don't even realize you have or need. He freely gives all you have because he loves you, because he suffered and died for you. And he provides even for the unbeliever. His belly is filled, clothed and sheltered, because God loves even him in Jesus Christ. Of course, there is nothing wrong in rejoicing in the gifts God gives. He gives them, after all, for your good and for your pleasure. But any gift can be abused, and the same is true, perhaps more so, of the gifts God gives. Flesh twists and abuses his gifts ever since Adam and Eve looked upon the tree thinking he was holding out on them. So what do you boast in? In your house, car, or salary, or in Jesus Christ and him crucified? You're owed nothing. All you receive is given you in love for Jesus' sake. The gift is not more than the giver. But when it seems that the unbeliever has a better job while you struggle to make ends meet, when you don't know how you'll pay this month's bills, when you're not getting what you think you're owed, isn't it easy to get angry? Then comes the wrath, the accusations, and doubt. You say God is holding out, that he's a liar. But the things of this life, though they are given by God, the things of this life do indeed run out, falter, and fail. Tomorrow's feast is not imperishable. It will spoil if you keep the leftovers for too long. And if you trust imperishable things, what will be your help when they are gone? When that moment comes when your soul is required of you, what shall you say? Lord, look at all the stuff I have, how rich I am, what people think of me. In that moment, the things you've prepared will be yours no more. They'll be worthless. Are you that foolish that you would lay up treasure for yourself here and now and not be rich toward God? Repent. To be more concerned with house, money, and status than with the Word of God and the Holy Sacraments is to be pitied most of all. It's to hunger and thirst and never be satisfied. To delight more in the things of this life than in the things of the life to come is to find your joy taken from you and to know only weeping and gnashing of teeth. You'll be numbered among the goats and shut out of the marriage feast. It's only the evil one who says God holds out and is a liar. For God gives exactly what you need, when you need it, as you need it, according to his good and gracious will. But if you put your fear, love, and trust in the things he gives, you'll have nothing. You'll be condemned. Repent. God is gracious, merciful and loving, giving in spite of your sin. He gives his only begotten Son into death for your sins. He lays your greed, gluttony, lust, wrath, and unbelief upon Jesus. He is judged for your lack of thankfulness and condemned for your pride. He's beaten and abused for every good thing you have twisted. Yet God's favor is found in Jesus, beaten, bloody, and dead upon the cross. And his death is not only God's favor toward you, but it is, in fact, your very life. Where he gives you good things, He gives Jesus only your sin. But by Jesus' death, by his flesh torn and his blood poured out, you will never be found lacking. He takes your wretchedness, that you receive from his hand the full and free pardon of your sins in his blood. He and he alone makes you rich beyond compare and even beyond reason. Jesus gives that you may have life and have it abundantly. You are rich, not in what can be counted or accumulated, but in Jesus and what he does for you. You're rescued from ingratitude and redeemed from finding comfort, certainty, and reliance in your stuff and in your own strength. Jesus forgives your unbelief, pride, and arrogance. He reconciles you to his Father and plants you in the good ground of his holy church. In him you are indeed rich toward God. For what Jesus gives never runs out, falters, or fails. He gives his body nailed to the cross and his blood there poured out. You are washed in his blood and welded to his flesh. The word of forgiveness spoken from upon the cross rings across time and into your ear as the blood of Jesus wipes away your sin. In the Holy Communion, you are indeed given the feast of the richest meat and finest wine. Take heed and beware of covetousness, for your life does not consist in the abundance of the things you possess. Being rich toward God isn't found in saying mine or in building barns. It's simply receiving from him what he most desires to give. You're not a gatherer or a collector, but a receiver. The one who does, acts, and gives is God in the flesh and blood of Jesus. You have no burden, but are free in him. So when the things of this life do fail, Jesus remains here for you in his body and blood. When your plans don't go as you imagined, Jesus is here as your advocate before the Father. When you wonder how you'll provide for your family and pay your bills, Jesus is here proclaiming that he has paid the full debt of your sin. And he will fill your belly, clothe you, and give you shelter. The Lord will provide. The body and blood of Jesus, the Holy Eucharist, is the greatest and richest feast. So if you must be a glutton, be gluttonous for the body and blood of Jesus. Eat and drink your fill. There's always more, and you will never feel sick. If you must be a zealot, be zealous for the body and blood of Jesus. Eat and drink and never be left disappointed, aggravated, annoyed, or in debt. Come, feast upon Jesus, and he will keep you, body and soul, in peace and safety until the day of resurrection. The seed of woman died and is planted in the rich man's ground to spring forth in new life in the glorious, plenteous, and abundant harvest of his body and blood. And he does not rise alone. Jesus rises and brings you through with him to where he is now. Jesus lives, and so too shall you. Here is your promised land flowing with milk and honey, his holy Christian and apostolic church. Behold his mighty outstretched arm in word and sacrament. Your iniquity is washed away in the water flowing from his side. Your fears are comforted and stilled in the word of his cross. Your hunger and thirst are satisfied. Your flesh perfected for resurrection in his body and blood. Your sins are forgiven and you shall live. What more do you need? So if you would render thanks unto the Lord for all his benefits to you, take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Though you are not worthy, Jesus is here yet tonight, to enter under the roof of your mouth to heal your body and soul. If you would give thanks to God, come, eat, drink, and be merry. This is true thanksgiving. Come, receive Jesus under the roof of your mouth. For God greatly desires to join himself this day to you, flesh to flesh and blood to blood, to heal the brokenness of your sin and raise you to new life. Take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. In Jesus, you are rich beyond compare and lack absolutely nothing. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.